Did you know that what you say, what you watch, what you listen to, it matters? Did you know this? It matters in your walk with the Lord. It matters how things around you are motivated or changed or shifted or things and brought into your home. It all matters, friend. And so we're going to talk about that today. So let's dive in. Do you ever feel like you are juggling all the things, holding all the plates in the air, and you cannot get it all under control? It's because we try to do things on our own, don't we, ladies? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. When we surrender to the Lord and we look to Him, we can find freedom and peace. I'm Angela, your host of the Kingdom Daughters, and I am here to help you understand the love of God, who you are in Christ, and to get free of fear, guilt, and shame in your life so that you can walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. If that sounds good to you, then stick around. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I'm Angela, your host, and as always, I am so thrilled that you are here, and I hope you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day. If you are new here, welcome, welcome. So glad you found your way here, and I hope and pray that wherever you are listening, that this encourages you and challenges you and just helps you to get to the next step with the Lord, with your relationship with Him. Yes, I said it, relationship with Him. We have the ability, right? We have the ability and the access to have relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I hope that every time you listen to this podcast, you grow closer to Him and you have a desire and a hunger and a heart to chase Him and to learn that and to be close to Him and understand what that looks like. So I will get off of my soapbox now. Just kidding. I have lots more to say. really quick before I jump into this sort of heavy topic, but it is really good. I wanted to let you know that I have a few fun products that I just came out with. I have some digital products. One is scripture cards that you can print out, and I'm going to be linking that in the show notes, but also I will have them in the Facebook group. So if you're part of that, you'll see them in there, or if you follow me on Instagram, you can see them in the link in bio. The other thing I'm super excited about, it's like I'm calling it the Christian woman's favorite digital bundle. It has an affirmation journal in there. It has a gratitude journal, a daily wellness planner, and a self care journal all in one. You get all of those digital products for one price. So I'm going to link those in the show notes, or again, you can go to the Facebook group. If you haven't joined the Facebook group, I would love for you to join because it's a great place for connection, but also you can follow me on Instagram at Mrs. Angela Pitnikoff. And it's also in the link in bio there. So just a few fun products. I'm also working on my very first ebook, which I am really excited about. So that will be coming out soon. So go check it out. Check it out. If you're here and you've been wondering like how you can support me, or you can support this ministry, or you can, you know, because I know a lot of people want to do that, which I'm super happy about and super thankful for. This is one of your ways to do that. So thank you for being here. It's not necessary for you to listen. I'm throwing it out there. Throwing it out there. Okay. So let's jump in. I want to talk about the idea and the concept that what we say, what we watch, what we listen to, how we act, it matters. A lot of times we can kind of be flighty with what we're doing and how we're acting, and we kind of laugh it off, you know, even like sarcasm and things like that. We have to be careful and intentional about what we say, what we do, what we listen to, what we watch. Okay, it is so important. And if you want close relationship with the Lord, these things are important. We can't just be, you know, flippity-witchit about whatever that word is, about how we act and what we say. It is important. There's purpose. There has to be purpose in what we're doing throughout our day. I kind of use this example a lot, but it's like when you're doing, I don't know if you've ever heard of Financial Peace University, they talk about when you're trying to get your finances in order, they talk about that you need to be intentional with your money. You need to know where every single dime is going. You can't have any money that isn't accounted for, because then that's when you start overspending somewhere. You don't know where it is. If you don't know where it is, it's not accounted for. It just kind of flies to the wind. It can get wasted on things that are unnecessary. Okay. It's the exact same thing with our life. If we're not intentional, we don't aren't accountable for our words, our actions, what we're saying, what we're listening to, what we're watching, then our life kind of just is like floating in the wind, right? Because we're not intentional about what we're doing with our life. Okay. So it matters. I was reading up on this, and there are actually studies that show that what we watch actually can have effect on our thinking, our preferences, and even our cognitive ability. Is that insane? Like, it's true. These are not Christian studies. This is like, these are Google, like looked it up on the Google and found these studies. Okay. It can actually change how we think, how we perceive things. How important is it that our eyes see what God is calling us to, right? And what we listen to, this is another study, what we listen to can actually influence and impact illness in our life, depression, how we spend money, the productivity in our world and our life, and again, the perception of our world. These are studies that have come out. This is very important to hear, okay? What we hear, what we watch matters. And the reason I came out, I wanted to share this, is because right now we are in the middle of October and it's Halloween season. And I saw someone recently on Instagram say, like, is there a way for us to like opt out of all the horror films that are being shown like on Netflix? It just, that's all that pops up. It's like the images themselves are like, yikes. But some people are watching them. I implore you to ask the Holy Spirit if this is grieving him at all. I'm telling you, because when what we watch matters, when we bring evil, we think it's funny, we think it's just the season, we think it's just, you know, an entertainment. When we bring that stuff into our home, into our minds, into our hearts, it matters. It affects us. This is the study, right? It affects how we perceive the world. It affects our body's health. Literally, it says it can cause depression. It affects how we spend our money. I mean, this is insane. Like, this is how our brains are wired, right? What goes in comes out. God created us this way. That is why we're supposed to be fueling our bodies with His word, with worship, with Christian content, or content that is of Him, and not just all Christian content, because side note, that isn't always fantastic. It's not always healthy, but content that honors Him, because that is what's going to come out, right? If we're not wanting to be sad or anxious or angry or fearful, then we gotta watch what we're watching. We gotta be careful. We gotta be intentional and choose things that are of the Lord. We're supposed to be in the world, not of the world, right? And I'm telling you, I've got caught up in this before. I've got caught up in shows, you know, that have a lot of inappropriate behavior, and it can mess with the way we think, you know, and it can make you think that the world should be a certain way, or you should be treated a certain way, or your husband should be treating you a certain way, or your kids should be treating you a certain way, or that whatever it is, right? And I've caught up in it. Like, I'm not judging anyone here. This is me. I've done this, okay? I've just learned when I am intentional, when I choose the right things, when I say no to certain shows and no to certain songs, it helps me to walk in the freedom and the abundance and the love that God has. Because we can't be we can't have one foot in and one foot out and expect God to pour out his presence on us and expect to be able to use our mouths, right? We can't expect all of this garbage to go in and then have the Holy Spirit and the Lord try to use our mouths to encourage and to love and to bring life when we've been bringing death into our home, we've been bringing death into our family, we've been bringing death into our heart. Does this make sense? I hope it does. Yesterday, I had a friend over and she was saying, we were having this discussion actually, and she was saying that before she really started serving the Lord, she just, you know, she got into the Halloween spirit and she was decorating like everybody does. And one of the mentors that ladies in our church, she's like so awesome. She came to her house and she's like, why do you have death all over your porch? I was like, that is right there. It says it all. Why would you want to put death on your house? Why would you want that to be what's portrayed or a part of your home? Death and fear. I mean, these are real questions. These are real questions because, again, I know we get into these modes where it's like, it's just, you know, Halloween. It's just this movie. I'm going to fast forward the bad parts. You know, it's just the season. We'll put Christmas and Jesus up later. Okay, come on. For reals. For reals, though. Like, seriously. We got to be careful what we're doing. Do we want death? Do we want death on our porch? Or do we want life on our porch? I'm all about, okay, I'm not really good at decorating, but I'm all about seeing people like with pumpkins and hay bales and all the pretty things. I can't do it, okay? I don't have the energy. I wish I did because it's so cute. And I wish I was that cute, but I'm totally not. And I spend more time with clothes instead of decorating my house. Plus, I think it's because I have three boys, so they don't really care that much. But sometimes I get jelly of people when I see them on the gram or whatever, and I'm like, oh, I should do that. And then I'm like, nope, don't have the time or the energy. So I release myself, and I release you from that as well on the side note, which, again, you've heard me say this before. Stop comparing yourself. I have to catch myself. Again, what are we watching? I'm watching people with beautiful homes, and then what happens? I start to think that my home's not good enough. I start to measure my life to their life. Stinking comparison, right? It's terrible. It goes back to even watching Instagram, even watching Facebook or TikTok, whatever place you're on. It matters what we are putting in, and we have to be intentional, and we have to watch it, and we have to guard our heart. Guard our heart. It's all about that. Guarding our heart. Music. Okay, so I talked a little bit about watching movies and Instagram, all these things. Let's go to music. Okay, you know how much I love worship. Worship is my heart. This is where I find intimacy with the Lord. I love being with him. There is something so special about sitting in his presence and just letting worship sing over you and being at sea. I'm going to cry just thinking about it because it's so good, friends. It's just so good when you let your soul and spirit connect with the Holy Spirit through worship, because it is a song of praise and declaration to him and his goodness and his love. There is a connection that happens there that you just can't explain. It's because that's how good he is, okay? So music's important. All that to say, music is important, okay? What we listen to matters, okay? Now, don't get me wrong, right? I grew up in the 90s, so 90s music is bomb diggity, all right? There's lots of great songs out there. I love Mariah Carey. I love Whitney Houston. I love the Cranberries. I love lots of great bands from then, okay? But I have to be careful about how much I listen to that and how much I let in to my heart and the stories that are behind it and the messaging that is behind those songs. I have to be careful. I have to be especially careful because I believe that because I have such a worshipful heart, music is my what's the word I'm looking for? Music is the thing that can get me, you know, like I have to be extra careful with music because it speaks to me on such a deep level. So each of us are different. Maybe it's the what you're seeing is more important to you. Maybe it's the music. Maybe it's about being careful what you say, right? We all have different levels and we all have different of how it affects us. And so being in tune with the Holy Spirit helps us. He guides and leads us and prompts us and says, hey, maybe you shouldn't listen to that, or maybe you shouldn't watch that, or maybe you shouldn't say that, right? If you're in tune with Him and you have intimacy and closeness with Him, which again, reading your word, getting in His presence, spending time with Him creates that atmosphere for you to be able to hear, right? You hear this from me a lot. I'm sorry. So worship, music is so important. Again, it's in those studies. You can look it up. There's so many studies that talk about how important it is, what it does, how it affects us, And how can we, we have to be careful about listening to something and then like we're going and then we're singing these words from these songs. We're not even really listening because a lot of times, right, you just hear the beat. You're like, yeah, this is a great song. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what am I singing? What am I saying? You don't realize you're partnering with those ideas and those thoughts and those perceptions, and you're declaring them, which you've heard me say before. We have power in what we say and how we speak when we partner with the Lord. And if we're using that power for destruction in our life, destruction over our home, I don't want to do that. I don't know about you. I don't want to do that, okay? So be encouraged, like, what we sing to, and there it matters. Can't say that enough, because then we go on Sundays and we're like, want to experience the Lord in worship, and we want to, you know, we want to encounter Him. We want to go there and we're like, why am I not encountering Him? Like, because there's something called grieving the Holy Spirit. It's real. We can grieve Him. And it's not because He's trying to punish us or He's trying to hurt us, right? It's because He loves us and it hurts Him when we kind of turn ourselves away from Him. I saw a quote again on the Google when I was researching these, and I looked up what it means to grieve the Holy Spirit, and there was a quote on there, and it says, when we deliberately or inadvertently, so it might not even be on purpose, behave in a way that is contrary to our spiritual improvement, it grieves the Holy Spirit. In the same way that a loving parent is grieved when his or her child behaves in a self-destructive manner. I mean, this is really good. It's hard sometimes to see your kids do things that you know is self-destructive. You know it's not going to help them. You know it's not going to be good for them. And you can't talk them out of it because, especially right now for me, teenagers, you got to let them learn, right? And they got to learn and they got to walk the path and learn from their mistakes. Sometimes it's hard to watch that. That grieves my heart. I literally was just talking to one of my kiddos the other day and I said, I don't want you to hurt. That is why I try to intervene sometimes. This is the Holy Spirit with us. When He sees us doing things that are destructive, that are self-destructive, even if we don't do it on purpose, it hurts His heart. Oh man, come on. It hurts His heart. We have to be careful with what we watch, what we listen to, what we say, right? Ephesians 4:29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Is what you're saying benefiting those who listen, okay? So in closing, sorry, I'm on a rant. I apologize if this, hopefully this is not offensive. This is my heart for you, is to grow and mature in the Lord and to get past things. When we learn to grow in these areas, That is when we get close to him. That is when we know him. And that is when we walk in freedom. The enemy wants us to believe that it's okay to do all of these things. And that's why we're stuck, friends. That is why we get stuck. Because we believe the lies that it's okay to be of the world a little bit. No. I don't want to be of the world a little bit. I want to be of Jesus. I want to look to heaven, right? I want to be doing the things of heaven here on earth and bringing the glory of God. And we can only do that if we're not grieving him and if we're seeking him with all our hearts. So the last point here, right? We got to be careful what we watch. Got to be careful what we listen to. We got to be careful with what we say, okay? Don't let unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. And this brings me to a point that a lot of people aren't going to like, and I'm sorry, but we have to stop saying, I'm a Christian, or I love Jesus, but I swear a little bit, or I gossip a little bit, or whatever it is in those areas. What we say matters, and it goes back to using our voice to honor him and glorify him and bring him glory. When we try to use the power of our words to honor him or to declare something in our life, and then in the same breath we're cursing, gossiping, slandering, it doesn't work. You can't do that. You don't think that cursing and slandering and gossiping doesn't grieve the Holy Spirit? I believe it does, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And you might think, oh, it's no big deal. It's just this word or that word. And, you know, God knows my heart and everything. Yes, it's true. But do you want to grow? Do you want to get to the next place? Or do you want to just make excuses and say, oh, it's okay. Just this one thing is okay. It's what we say matters, friends. What we say matters. I can't explain this too much more. I do want to say there's a really good podcast specifically on that topic alone that I highly encourage you to go listen to, because it is very good and they're way more adequate at discussing it than I am. I was like, yes, this is exactly how I feel. A lot of times I have a hard time explaining it or saying it. And so I'm going to put that in the show notes. It's Sean and Krista Smith's Keep It 100 podcast. And so I am going to put it in the show notes. You can listen to that. I highly encourage you to listen to it, because it's a really good conversation about that. But I will say, on to add to the but conversation, is stop saying I'm a Christian, but. Okay, stop saying I love Jesus, but I listen to this music. I'm a Christian, but I swear. I'm a Christian, but I this. I'm a Christian, I love Jesus, but I this. Why are we putting the but in there? What are we doing? Okay, there's no reason for the but. Get rid of the but, okay? I am a Christian, I love Jesus, and I'm going to honor him with my life, what I say, what I do, what I watch, what I listen to. I want to honor him with my life because he is holy, and if I walk with him, I can be a part of his holiness. I can walk in that goodness. I can walk confidently and in power and in authority and goodness and love and peace and joy when I partner with him. I don't want anything to get in the way of those things. I don't want to rob myself of any of those things by hindering or grieving him. Right? Okay. I hope this wasn't too heavy. I'm sorry if it was. I love you. And honestly, I hope and pray that you know, if you've been here a while, if you're new, keep listening, because you will hear my heart that I want you to have the greatest life, like honestly. And the only way we can do that is when we partner and surrender to the Lord. I want you to be able to walk in freedom. I don't want you to be stuck in fear, trapped in shame and guilt and all the things. I want you to be able to surrender it to the Lord and know that there's grace through Jesus, and we can walk in that goodness. Which reminds me, sorry, I forgot to say this. Any of those things that we're talking about, like, when we surrender it to the Lord and we say, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm getting a check in my spirit about this. I shouldn't have watched that. I shouldn't have listened to that. I shouldn't have whatever. We get to say, I'm going to walk in your forgiveness and your grace, and I'm going to say I'm going to be better next time, and we get to walk right out of that. We don't have to sit in our guilt over that. We don't have to say, oh man, I watched that show. Now I can't go to church. Now I can't serve the Lord. Now I can't worship him. No. Okay. We all make mistakes. We're human. We stumble and fall all day long. We get to walk in his grace. We get to walk in his mercy. We get to, when we surrender it to him and we say, I want to do better next time. I'm going to do better next time. I'm going to choose better next time. I surrender this to you and thank you, Jesus, for your grace. I walk in your grace and mercy and I'm going to move forward from here. Period. Hear my heart that you are a beautiful woman of God and you are called for so much more. The enemy wants to keep us trapped in the world's ways, and we have got to set ourselves free, friend. We've got to set ourselves free and walk in his holiness and goodness and surrender our life to him. Okay, I'm going to go now. I hope and pray you have an amazing rest of your day and that this blessed you and challenged you and encouraged you in some way. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your day and I'll see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.